This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, Spinners. So the 2016 Grammy Awards are behind us, with Taylor Swift winning Album of the Year for 1989 and the Record of the Year Award going to producer Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars for Uptown Funk. It was hard to believe, but after the Grammy telecast was over, Sir Paul McCartney, Beck, winner of the Album of the Year Award last year, and drummer Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters were denied entry into rapper Tyga's party. Sir Paul quipped, "How VIP do I gotta get? We need another hit, guys." When leaving his party, Tyga was asked about the McCartney denial, and he appeared to not care in the least that it had happened. Such class. Not... You know, the Grammys would have been different if Drake, Rihanna, and Lauryn Hill, all previously advertised, actually showed up for the ceremony. A live performance of Hotline Bling? Rihanna performing her new song Kiss It Better? A duet between Lauryn Hill and The Weeknd? Hill didn't turn up, Rihanna backed out, and Drake wasn't supposed to be there in the first place and had already bowed out after seeing his name in a Grammy ad during the Super Bowl. You know, perhaps they should have got his okay before announcing his participation. So why did Rihanna have a complete meltdown before the Grammys got underway? Sources tell LA Spins she was screaming and hysterical before she walked out, but we're hearing different stories about what caused it. Backstage staffers at the Grammys tell us that the singer was loudly expressing her anger over her rehearsal. Rihanna's people said she had a medical issue, bronchitis, that was so bad she couldn't perform, and that's why she left. However, sources close to Riri tell us she was way too upset to stay and watch the show. So here's the weird part. Rihanna sang flawlessly two nights before the Grammys at a Lionel Richie charity event. Her voice was in excellent shape, and she also sang like a bird at the previous Grammys rehearsal. So what really happened? We'll keep you posted. Following a record-setting opening weekend for Deadpool, $260 million worldwide its opening weekend, Ryan Reynolds is in talks to star in Life, a sci-fi project that not only reteams him with director Daniel Espinosa, but also with his Deadpool writers Paul Wernick and Rhett Reese. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation breakout Rebecca Ferguson also has signed up for the project, whose storyline is being kept under wraps, but we've learned that it involves artificial intelligence and alien life on Mars. Cool. We love aliens. China's box office has set a new record for box office revenue, $548 million in 1 week in a single country. That's more than the Chinese box office generated for the entire year a decade ago. That also eclipsed the record set in North America 6 weeks ago when Star Wars The Force Awakens lifted the territory to $529 million. Hong Kong hitmaker Stephen Chow's latest comedy, Mermaid, helped fuel the historic Chinese total, grossing $275 million for the week. Speaking of China, Perfect World Pictures and Universal Pictures have announced the completion of a $500 million financing deal running up to 5 years that will make the Beijing-based maker of films, television programs, and online games a major investor in one of Hollywood's most successful studios. The mega deal will cover the co-financing of 50 films, with specific pictures within the deal to be announced later. The pact will not alter Legendary Entertainment's co-financing of some Universal films. Legendary was recently purchased by another Chinese firm, Dalian Wanda. The TV miniseries The People vs. O.J. Simpson is a big hit. In another example of how much viewing of a scripted series takes place after its regularly scheduled episode, last week's episode of FX's The People vs. O.J. more than doubled its audience when DVR numbers were added in. It's the number one show on Tuesdays. Kanye West tweeted this past week that he's $53 million in debt. Kanye tweeted, quote, "I write this to you, my brothers, while still $53 million in personal debt," adding, "Please pray we overcome." So Kanye's net worth is about $100 million, give or take a few million, so don't shed a tear for him. However, the question is, how did he rack up that kind of debt, and will he overcome? Hey, maybe Kim can loan him some of her $50 million, or you can buy his new album, The Life of Pablo, which dropped this past week, too. The Walking Dead mid-season premiere produced below-par same-day numbers, even if it remains television's gold standard among scripted series in key demos. The zombie drama averaged 13.7 million viewers, down 12% in total viewers from last year's comparable premiere episode, but a lot of other shows wish they had The Walking Dead's numbers. Film composer Ennio Morricone is being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. Morricone will receive the 2,574th star on the Walk of Fame, located on Hollywood Boulevard. The star will be unveiled by the president of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, director Quentin Tarantino, and producer Harvey Weinstein. Morricone is nominated for an Oscar this year for Best Original Score for his work on the Weinstein film The Hateful Eight, directed by Tarantino. The film won the 2016 Golden Globe for Best Score as well. Eagles of Death Metal made good on their vow to return to Paris. The band, whose concert at the Bataclan was the site of the Paris attacks last November, played at the city's Olympia Concert Hall in front of many audience members who'd been in attendance the night of the tragic shootings. They'd received free tickets to the concert courtesy of the band. The show at the Olympia was the band's first full concert in Paris since the attacks, which killed 130 people and injured hundreds, including the 89 people who died at the Bataclan. The show was dedicated to the victims, with the band and audience standing in silence for 89 seconds to honor their memory.
The Trash Bin.
Khloe Kardashian was knocked out the entire night. Knocked out on booze, that is. Yep, she was out in the town the other night at the Nice Guy Club in West Hollywood. Our Snoops caught the reality show star needing several nice guys to get her safely out the door. Perhaps her breakup with basketball star James Harden and all the stress over the care and bedside vigils of her ex Lamar Odom is proving too much to handle for the 31-year-old.
The news wrap-up.
Apple plans to release the iPhone 5SE and iPad Air 3 on March 18th. Apple is reportedly set to release the new iPhone and iPad models 3 days after a rumored press event on March 15th. Spotify nears 30 million paying subscribers despite stiff competition from Apple Music. CBS said its live internet stream of the 58th annual Grammy Awards via its all-access subscription service registered record highs. We're one step closer to our automated future as Nissan is working on office chairs that arrange themselves around desks or the conference room table.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Deadpool holds on to the top spot at the box office for a second week.
The number one album.
Adele returns to the top of the charts even after her Grammy's sound screw-up.
The number one app.
FaceSwap Live is the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Morningstar by Pierce Brown is the best-selling book this week.
Willie Maxwell II, or as he's better known, Fetty Wap, was the breakout rapper of 2015, racking up 3 monster hits in the U.S., Trap Queen, My Way, and 679. He hails from Paterson, New Jersey, and when he was a child, he developed glaucoma in both eyes. Doctors were unable to save his left eye and instead fitted him with an ocular prosthesis, giving him a very distinctive look, to say the least. Fetty did start off as a rapper, but later decided to start singing as well because he, quote, wanted to do something different. Here's Fetty Wap with the 4th single off his debut album and the song of the week, Again. That was the breakthrough rap artist of 2015, Fetty Wap, with the song of the week, Again. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.